Kick-Ass Dex, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hello and welcome to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. This is episode 20. Kick-Ass Vets are charitable on their own terms. Thanks for tuning in, and today we're going to talk about when our actions as vets are charity and when they are not. One of the most frustrating things about being a vet is when you're told by clients that you don't care, don't have a heart, all of those other things that clients say when they essentially don't want to pay for services for one reason or another. Clients use many, many different techniques and tools to either abuse or manipulate vets in order to try to get lower bills or not pay for their services. You know, there's pity parties, there's attacks on ethics, or they just walk out and not pay. All of these things we've seen 1,000 times. And what we're going to talk about today is that when we give in to these types of actions, when we give in to these pity parties, when we give in to these abusive natures, we're not being charitable. And that's what clients are trying to make us do. They're trying to make us feel like they are a charity case and we should help them because we should be charitable people as vets. And what I really want to stress is that that is not charity. Charity is when you give of yourself freely, you know, time, money, energy, emotion, out of your own free will, not when you're forced into it, not when you're guilted or coerced into it. Charity is a planned, organized thing that you do to try to better your community and help within, you know, any type of aspect, organization, world, oceans, whatever you want to pick. But it's something that you do out of the goodness of your heart. It's not something that you do because you've been forced into it or manipulated into it by someone. For example, if you go to the grocery store, it's Christmas time, you get all of your groceries, you got some canned peas and that sort of stuff. And then at the edge of the grocery store, once you've paid for everything, there's a donation box. And you say, you know what, I can donate my canned peas. That's charity. You are, out of the goodness of your heart, taking something that you have worked for, you have bought, and you're giving it to someone knowingly in an organized way. You're not being guilted. You're not, you know, you're not being manipulated. You're not being told that you're a terrible person if you don't do it. What clients are doing when they refuse to pay for services or when they threaten us with legal action or, you know, social media slander, bodily harm, or they, you know, emotionally try to bully us to get free services, that's equivalent to you going grocery shopping, you've got your bags, you're loading them up in the car, and someone just comes and grabs a bag and runs away. Or at gunpoint says, give me that bag or I'm going to hurt you. Or says, you're a terrible person, you're awful, you're awful, and you're going to go to hell if you don't give me your groceries. That's not charity. That's theft. You have to realize the difference between doing something out of the goodness of your heart in a planned way that is organized where you're not being bullied into it versus what clients are doing. The other big thing that's really important to understand, because a lot of times, you know, we have those clients where we do feel bad. We want to be charitable. We want to help. We want to let that client, they're lovely, they're nice, they're not being bullies, they're not being mean, they're not doing anything like that, but they just can't afford the services for their pet. And as associate vets, we feel bad. So, you know, we do a quick blood test and we don't charge for it. We do a quick ultrasound and we don't charge for it. We decrease the consult cost. We do these things because we're trying to be nice and we're trying to be charitable. As an associate vet, you're not being charitable when you're doing those things. You're stealing. You are stealing from your boss. Think about it. You're not being paid less money for that hour of work because you gave to that person. No. The only thing that's happening in a financial sense is that your boss is making less money and they don't even know that it's happening. So unless you work on commission, in which case only about 20% of that action is charitable, the other 80% is theft, or if you are a business owner, in which case you can do that if you like, if you're an associate, you are stealing from your boss and they don't even know that's happening. So back to our Christmas example, if you are walking down the street and there's a Santa in a suit ringing his bell and you give money out of your wallet into that collection pot, that's charity. If you dress up in a Santa suit and you run around and pickpocket people's wallets and then donate that to charity, that's not charity. You're stealing. You're just stealing in the disguise of a beloved character. But it doesn't make it any more right. It's still wrong. If you truly want to be charitable to one of those clients, then you can either A, be the boss of the practice, in which case you can do whatever you like, or you can pay the full cost of that service out of your own pocket for that client. Unless you're doing that, you are not being charitable, you're stealing from your boss. The other thing that I would say, you know, I've seen this happen with vets, especially newer grads, is they will agree to pay for the cost of some surgery out of their own pocket with a verbal agreement with the clients that the client will pay them back over time. As they say, don't lend money to family. I would argue never lend money to clients. If you want to set that up, great, but don't do it expecting to be paid back. The number of times where I've seen someone actually pay that back, I could probably count on one hand. Most times they're not paying it back. So how can we be charitable? Obviously, you know, charity is great. It's good for the soul. It can be really good in terms of family bonding. It can be great in terms of teaching kids how to be part of a community. It can be good for your health, you know, planting trees, Habitat for Humanity, those types of things. Being charitable is really good for the soul, good for community, and we should all do it, but we should do it on our own terms. So there's a few things that I think vets in particular need to understand in terms of charity. First of all, just because you're a vet doesn't mean that you need to be charitable to animal-related projects. You know, society feels that because you're a vet, you should want to donate to every single humane society there is. Maybe you don't. Maybe your focus in life are the oceans. Maybe your focus in life are the rainforest. Maybe it's the poor. Maybe it's, you know, kids with disabilities. Maybe it's the elderly. Whatever you are passionate about, be charitable in that direction. And you know what? Maybe it's healthy for us as vets to have something in our lives that we're doing that isn't animal related. That might be good for us. The other thing that should be focused on when we're talking about charity is making sure that our donations, whether they be, you know, time, financial, emotion, whatever, that they're put into processes that are going to make a difference. You want to, you know, you can donate to whatever you want, but what I would recommend is donating to charities that are putting in systematic processes that are helping the situation long term. Just throwing money at things rarely solves any scenario. So, you know, going to a shelter, you know, Habitat for Humanity, they're building homes, things that have long term, long standing solutions to problems are more successful charitable organizations than ones that are just throwing money at things. You know, yes, going to a shelter and doing Thanksgiving dinner, it's lovely. Yes, that's just throwing money at the scenario. It's one day of food. It's not fixing the problem. I'm not saying that that's bad or wrong. I still think we should do that. But try to think about where your money and energy and time are going when you're being charitable to make the most impact, because that's going to be helpful, most helpful to any organization that you pick. Also, you don't need to be charitable in terms of finances. You know, so many vets, especially in the States, are graduating with immense, immense amounts of debt. They're working one, two, three jobs trying to pay down the interest of their debt and not even touching their loan. And it's a situation where you should not be struggling to feed your family to donate to a charity. You can donate your time, you can donate your energy, you can donate your emotion. You don't need to feel like you have to financially donate if you are struggling. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself and not becoming part of the system that needs help while trying to help that system. in terms of my personal charities, you know, we like to donate to the Rainforest Trust, which helps buy up land so that it doesn't become palm farming, which helps protect the soil, which then doesn't run off and actually helps the oceans. So that's the ultimate goal there for me, to help the oceans. And we take part in World Vision, which gives, you know, Christmas gifts of goats and chickens and stuff to communities so that they have a sustainable long-term, you know, if they have a goat, well, they can get milk from it, they can mate it, they can get food from that long term. One of my favorite ways of being charitable, though, I have to say, is going on vacation. We like to do lots, my husband and I like to do lots of diving, we like to do things involving nature. So going out, and we recently went to Malaysia and saw the orangutans in their natural environment. And we did a lot of research prior to that on making sure that we picked organizations that were doing it right, doing it in a way where the money was actually going to protecting those environments and to companies that were, you know, ethically and sustainably maintained. So when you are going to these places and contributing to tourism economy in a way that protects the environment, you're actually really helping the problem. And I know that sounds confusing, but I'm going to talk about Fiji as an example. In Fiji, they used to do a lot of bomb fishing, which destroyed the corals, and they used to do a lot of shark finning because they would get a lot of money from that, selling it to the Chinese markets. And, you know, even though these things are illegal, people are still going to do them because it is profitable. Once you had the tourism come in where people would come and go diving to see the corals, they would come and go diving to see the sharks, and they're paying more money to do those activities that than the locals would have received by shark finning, you are making a drastic impact in helping the populations of those sharks just by going diving. So there's a lot of ways that you can be charitable by doing the things that you love. You just want to make sure that you're doing it with companies that are really doing it right. So, you know, Scuba Junkie, for example, if you're in Southeast Asia, does a really good job. And, you know, they make sure they have all of their resorts set back from the water line so that it's not affecting the, you know, erosion and where the turtles lay their eggs and that sort of stuff. You know, there's a lot of different companies that are doing really good jobs at sustainable and environmentally friendly tourism. And that's a great way that you can be charitable, but also have a lot of fun doing it. So in summary, you know, if you're being charitable and you're just stealing from your boss, you should probably stop doing that. Don't be manipulated or abused into quote unquote being charitable, because that's not charity. And be charitable in your own terms. You know, do it with the resources that you have to spare, do it in the ways that you want, support the organizations that are true to your heart. And like I said, just going on vacation, if you do it in the right way, can be very charitable. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. And as always, advocate for yourself, because you're the only one that will.